You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Grizzlies. As always, I'm your host, Mark King, for this Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Make sure you're following this show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at King underscore producer. Make sure you shoot us a note if you like something, if you hate something, let me know one way or the other. That way I know. If we're doing something that everybody likes or people hate, we'll continue to do it, or we'll stop doing it. But Grizzlies are going to travel to San Antonio to take on the Spurs tonight for the first time this year. A Spurs team that has not been great this year, but we'll talk about that in the first segment. In the second segment, as we do every Wednesday, we will have a rankings update, and this is a look at the Grizzlies and how they stack up statistically against other teams in the league. So where they rank each week and how they are moving up or down. And in the third segment, we'll be joined by a good friend of mine, Bruno Passos. He's a writer for writer for the Spurs blog for SB Nation, and he's a good friend of mine. You can follow him on Twitter at Bounce Passos. We'll talk with him a little more in depth on this Grizzlies-Spurs game and see exactly what they've been doing well, what's worked for them, how the Grizzlies can find some of those weaknesses, and what they can expect out of this game tonight. But let's get into it right away. Let's talk about the Spurs team. Spurs team that is, again, not really what we expect this year. 8-8 right now, 11th in the Western Conference in the NBA. Just came off a loss to New Orleans Pelicans. It's a team that doesn't really do a whole lot well. I mean, they're, as their record shows, just about average. They're 500, so they're just about average in a lot of things. They have one of the slowest paces in the league, so this team might be in the 70s, or this game might be in the 70s against the Spurs. They are the 25th of 30. I believe the Grizzlies are, let's see, I believe they're 30 of 30 now. Yes, they are 30 of 30 in pace at 95.3, and the San Antonio Spurs are 25th. So again, this is going to be a very slow paced game. So it'll be interesting to see. The Grizzlies have not really matched up with a team that also slows the game down, plays in half court sets like they do. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, we always talk about other teams and how we need to slow those teams down and change the pace of the game and get them into a slower game in half court sets, and getting them driving, getting them in deflections and steals and turnovers, and that's what they do well. Well, this team already tries to slow the game down. They already try to do things that the Grizzlies do. So that'll be interesting to see what happens when the Grizzlies face off against a team that already does the things that they want them to do. So that'll be interesting to see. The San Antonio Spurs offensive rating right now, 109.8. They score about 108 points a game, they hold their opponent to about 109. So again, that's 19th and 13th in the NBA respectively. And if to give you a little bit of reference, the Grizzlies only score about 103 points per game, but they hold their opponents to only 100. And that's first in the top in the NBA right now. It's first. It's a little bit up from last week. We checked on that. So this San Antonio Spurs team has obviously DeMar DeRozan, who has not been in a Popovich system before, but has been playing great throughout the year. Doesn't look like he's missed a beat, averaging 25 points a game, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, over a steal a game. But this is a team that also has had its injuries. Jontae Murray went out for the year with a knee injury, so they've actually inserted Bryn Forbes, an undrafted free agent. They signed him, I think, 2 years ago. He's been in and out of the G League throughout the last 2 years, and really has kind of fell into this role. But he's playing really well for them. He's shooting 47% from three. Just playing lights out. He started all 16 games that they've had, playing 28 minutes for them. Again, shooting, he's taking almost 6 threes a game, and he's making 47% of them. That's just really, it's insane right now. Averaging a little over two assists a game, but and 13 points a game. So that'll be, that's something that they haven't had. But you know, I don't know if that's a situation where it's a product of the system and people really not knowing who Bryn Forbes is. Really not giving the respect that he needs at the 3-point line. So that remains to be seen. I'll ask Bruno about that later in the podcast. Rudy Gay also shooting the ball actually really, really well this year from three. He's shooting 48%. He doesn't take as many. He only takes a couple a game, but he's making 48%. And speaking of that, this Spurs team does not take that many. They take 29th in the league in how many threes they take. But they're fourth in the league in percentage. I mean, they don't take a lot, but the ones they do take are open looks and very effective. And so, but that's what Pope wants you to do. He wants you to get the right shot, an open shot. So that makes total sense. But they don't take a lot of threes, but the threes they do take are extremely effective. And that goes the same for their 2-point percentage or just their field goal percentage in general. As far as just attempts and attempts period, they take a lot of twos, they take a lot of points in the paint. But they're also effective shots that they take. So this Spurs team rebounds the ball well. Offensive rebounding, they're 10th in the league in offensive rebounding, 18th in the league in total rebounding. But they really, really bang on the offensive end, get second chance points. They have quite a bit of second chance points every single game. So that's something the Grizzlies will have to contend with, is the rebounding and the offensive rebounding and getting those boards cleaned up so that they don't have opportunities to have extra possessions. And so obviously they still have LaMarcus Aldridge, who averaging 17 points a game for them, 11 rebounds, and he's almost averaging it's almost four offensive rebounds per game, just LaMarcus Aldridge himself. So that's where a lot of the offensive rebounds are coming from. Rudy Gay, almost two offensive rebounds a game as well. So their bigs are really trying to create second chance points and opportunities in extra possessions through offensive rebounds. So that'll be something the Grizzlies will have to contend with. But that's kind of a general idea of the Spurs and what you can look for the Grizzlies. It's going to be a very slow game. It's going to be a game where the Spurs are already trying to play half-court sets, doing exactly what the Grizzlies already want a team to do. So how the Grizzlies contend with that and how they play against the Spurs will be interesting. It's a game that I think it's a toss-up. I don't think it's a game that's like, yes, you should win because it's Greg Popovich and he's the best coach in the NBA. And so, this team still has playmakers, still has guys that go out and get points. Guys, LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan, these guys are still able to get you take over a game and get you points in any moment. So, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it's a surefire win. I think it's a toss up. And I think if you lose this game, it would not surprise me. I don't think it's an expected loss either. So the Grizzlies go down to San Antonio trying to make it 5 in a row, trying to go to 12-5. But we'll talk with Bruno Passos, a good friend of mine, covers San Antonio Spurs, and get his idea of what the Grizzlies and the San Antonio Spurs game will look like. That's coming up in the third segment. But in the next segment, we're going to do a rankings update, get an idea of where the Grizzlies stack up against other teams. That's coming up after the break. Welcome back to the show. As I mentioned before, we'll be talking with Bruno Passos in the third segment of the podcast. You can follow him at Bounce Passos, a clever Twitter handle there. He is a writer for Pounding the Rock, the SB Nation blog there that covers the San Antonio Spurs. But first, let's do a rankings update. Grizzlies points per game is 103 right now. That's good for almost dead last in the NBA. It's actually down from last week, to be quite honest. They were 28th the last week, and they have fallen to 29th. It doesn't surprise me with the games that they've had. They've had several games that not even hitting the 100-point mark. So not surprising. Rebounds, 38.9, which is dead last in NBA. Also doesn't surprise me. Also down from last week. They were 29th last week. Some of these I didn't write down, but the big ones I did from the rankings from last week. And we also have some new rankings that I didn't do last week that I'm doing this week that I think are interesting. But assists, 23.3. That's good for 15th in the NBA. Just about average. blocks. They average 5.1 per game. That's good for 19th in the NBA, which is a stat that I thought would be higher, but it's clearly not. It seems like they get a lot more than that, but we talked about that last week on the rookie update with Jaren Jackson. I thought he would be higher ranked than he was in blocks, but he wasn't. So I guess that's just the way it goes. Steals 9.8. That's up. That's good for second in the NBA. I believe that were eighth last week. And they are second this week. They had several games with 11 steals when they were averaging 8 steals before that last week. So, I mean, that's it's a huge jump for them. Really getting a lot of deflections and really taking those and turning them into steals, taking steals, turning them into points. But field goal percentage, their field goal percentage just overall is 45.2, 17th in the NBA. Three-pointers made total. 165 on the season. That is 25th in the NBA, which is not great. But if you hear the next stat, which is 3-point percentage, is 37.2, which is good for 7th in the NBA, number 7 out of 30. So it's a situation kind of like the Spurs. They don't take a whole lot. They don't even make a whole lot. But their percentage of them that are taken are really impressive, and they are taking efficient threes, open threes, and that's fine. You know, if you're gonna make, you know, make your threes at almost a 40% clip, it really doesn't matter if you take a ton. If you're shooting at a high rate, a high percentage, you don't have to take that many. You don't have to take as many as Houston does because you're shooting them at a higher percentage and making more of the ones you take. So totally fine with three-pointers made and having and being almost, you know, last in the NBA, but having a huge advantage in the actual percentage of threes that they make. Free throw percentage is 74.8. That is good for 20th NBA. Offensive rating is 106, which is 23rd. That's actually down from last week, which was 20th. And the defensive rating, 102.8. That's good for second in the NBA, which is actually up two spots from fourth last week. So that clearly coincides with what we're seeing with our eyeballs every game, just playing just really, really hard fought defensive games. And like I said, some of these games have not even clipped the 100-point mark the past week. Fast break points, which is a new stat we didn't check. The next four are new stats we didn't look at last week that I think are interesting and I think we should continue to look at. But fast break points is 11.7 per game. That's actually 19th in the NBA, which is a little lower than I thought it would be. I thought they would have more fast break points than that, but they don't. Second chance points is 9.1, which is dead last in the NBA of how many offensive rebounds and second chance points, which makes sense considering they are dead last in rebounding. Deflections, they actually do track the stat, which is impressive. They actually track deflections over at stats, NBA stats, 13.8, which is good for 9th in the NBA, which makes sense. Again, it makes sense with this defensive team. And then loose balls are actually recovered by the team, which is 9.4, which is good for 7th in the NBA. Again, those last four are stats we didn't talk about last week. I think we should continue to look at and track, especially with the defense this good. Really continue to look at how many deflections and loose balls they recover and how many deflections they get, because I think all those are the little things that go into having a very good, successful defense. But that's our rankings update for this week. Again, we'll do that every Wednesday in the second segment of the show. Coming up next, in the next segment, we will talk to Bruno Passos, writer for Pounding the Rock, the blog or SB Nation blog that covers the San Antonio Spurs. You could follow him at Bounce Passos. That's coming up after the break.
Welcome back to the show again. Got another great guest for you guys today. A good friend of mine, covers San Antonio Spurs, Bruno Passos. What's going on, man?
Hey, Mark. Doing okay. Yeah, just basking in the glow of a short work week and looking forward to talking about this game.
Yeah, we're just gonna. I wanted to get you on to talk about the San Antonio Spurs team. I think a team that's, I think, relatively. I guess my first question is: Are you surprised right now that you guys are 8-8 and are 11th in the Western Conference? Is that where you? I mean, barring all the injuries, is that where you thought you guys would be at this point in the season?
Yeah, in a roundabout way, yeah. I don't think we saw the sort of roller coaster of, you know, starting out the season second to last in defense, and then, you know, kind of coming on strong, getting to 7-4, and then I don't know, they've sort of bottomed out recently with quite a few struggles. So they're definitely finding themselves, but yeah, I guess that's what you really should have expected with a new team early on.
You guys acquired DeMar DeRozan over the offseason. You guys let go of a player in Kyle Anderson. So like you said, there's a lot of turnover there. But what's DeMar DeRozan been like for you guys so far this season?
Yeah, he's hit the ground running really well, surprisingly. You know, people were obviously unsure what the Spurs would be able to get in return, and kind of unclear what direction they'd go in terms of would they be able to replace Kawhi with any sort of you know, other star, or would they have to kind of go more in the asset route? But no, DeRozan stepped in, and you know, he's the offense. A lot of the offense is running through him. He's leading the team in scoring and assists right now. So, kind of playing a bit of a James Harden light role in that way. But he's done really well. It doesn't really seem like it's been his first month in San Antonio.
Yeah, you have DeMar DeRozan, DeMar DeRozan averaging almost 25 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, over a steal a game. He has been playing from what I see from, you know, from afar, has been playing really well. But you guys have been through some injuries so far this season. Murray is out for the year with a ACL injury. And then you guys have this kid, Bryn Forbes. Tell me about him.
Yeah, so Bryn's, he's in his third year, went undrafted, kind of made his way into the Spurs roster a few years back just through training camp, and has clung on the fringes last few years, got a few more opportunities last season. This season's really been sort of a breakout opportunity for him, given all the injuries in the backcourt. And he stepped in, and he's got a fairly limited role in that, you know, the team asked him to he's not really playing a point guard role. It's more of an off guard sort of situation. But he's knocking down the shots. He's shooting 47% for three on over 5 attempts per game. And he's really stepped up for a team that's really had a void there.
What's up with Patty Mills? Is he on the outs now? I mean, it seemed for so long that he seemed like the, I'm not saying heir apparent, but was a solid backup point guard for you. Is that still his role for the Spurs? Is just a backup point guard, and that's all he's ever going to be?
Yeah, I think it's just it's where Pop's generally liked him. You know, he's had to step in occasionally, try and provide some stability to the starting unit and play a bit of starting point guard, but yeah, he generally fits in a bit better on the second unit. Has tended to over the years just have a bit more of that free flowing, motion heavy offense where someone like Patty Mills doesn't necessarily have to create off the pick and roll. He's more just involved in this free flowing ecosystem where he's cutting, he's playing off the catch and shooting and attacking closeouts, and that's generally where he plays a better game. Not so much, you know, pick and popping with LaMarcus or whatever. So it's just where he's more better suited, and he's doing fine. He's looked better than last year, he's also bringing in that, he keeps that leadership, that continuity that the team's just been needing more than ever this season.
You mentioned earlier the Spurs really almost dead last in defense. Now they're, as we're speaking, 21st in the defensive rating. The Grizzlies are now third in the defensive rating. The Grizzlies actually, you know, they struggle to score the ball on offense. But what does this San Antonio Spurs team do well? Is there one thing they go out and they're consistent at every night?
To start the year, their big thing was, you know, limiting the mistakes that often kill teams. So they were very low on turnovers and fouls. And like the Grizzlies, just trying to play a grounded out half-court style of game. And that's funny. The Grizzlies are actually doing a lot of the stylistic things that, you know, the Spurs want to be doing better, which, yes, is slowing the game down, and just, yeah, really leaning on your defense. But they're not there just yet defensively. They're probably weaker than they are offensively right now just because all of the defensive playmakers that they've lost, either through trades with Kawhi and Danny Green, free agency, losing Kyle Anderson was huge. And then, they're really hoping for DeJounte Murray to bring a lot of that, especially on the perimeter, and he's not there. So they're very prone to dribble penetration. Guarding the pick and roll has been a real problem. And, yeah, that explains why they're in the kind of lower third of defensive efficiency right now.
You mentioned that they like to slow it down. The Spurs are, as I'm looking at it, 25th to 30 in pace and just at 97 possessions. And then the Grizzlies are actually almost dead last in pace. So I think we might see the slowest game on the planet Wednesday night, and it might be in the 70s. But what's the starting lineup look like on an hourly basis for the Spurs?
Yeah, again, something that's been fairly fluid to start the year because of injuries and just a bit of experimentation. The last few games, Rudy Gay's been inserted into sort of, you'd say, small forward or power forward, but it's Rudy Gay playing alongside LaMarcus Aldridge and Dante Cunningham in the front court. Then the back court is DeMar DeRozan and Bryn Forbes, who's started all 16 games so far.
And the last thing I'll ask you, do you guys hate Rudy Gay yet? Has that not happened yet? It seems like every franchise he's at, they turn on him at some point. Happened in Memphis. Seems like it happens everywhere he's gone. But you guys still liking Rudy Gay?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is the first place where Rudy's really started to have to, fit more of the role player type niche. He obviously came in as well, coming off that injury, so. Really needing to prove himself, but he's been when healthy, one of the better players on the team. Still prone to a few of the sort of defensive lapses that I guess he may be known for, and that Pop can really get on him for. But in general, no Rudy discontent just yet.
Fantastic. That's actually good to hear. I was always a fan of Rudy Gay. I know at the last part of his tenure in the Grizzlies, it was a time where everybody just needed to separate or part ways. But I was always a fan of his game. But again, Bruno Passos, I appreciate you joining me. You can make sure you follow him on Twitter at Bounce Passos. As he's told me before, this is his claim to fame. This is that pun right there. It's his Twitter handle. Make sure you follow him at Bounce Passos. He's a good follow and a good friend. I appreciate you joining me, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really enjoyed it.
Again, thanks to Bruno Passos for joining me, taking the time out and talking with me about the Spurs-Grizzlies matchup that is happening tonight. Again, make sure you follow me on Twitter at King_producer. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnGrizz. Make sure you send us a note. If you have a question, let me know. If you have a question that you don't feel like tweeting me or you don't do Twitter, you can email me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. I'd like to hear questions, comments, even if it's not a Monday mailbag question, you just have a general question you want my opinion on, feel free to email me and I will get back to you as soon as I can. But if you'd like to be a featured sponsor on the show as well, please email me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast, or online at LockedOnGrizzlies.com.